Soldiers assassinated Guinea-Bissau's president today. The country's armed forces command said this afternoon the situation in the West African country was under control after the killing of the president. They also pledged to respect democratic institutions. Linda Bordoni reports.
Soldiers killed Guinea-Bissau's president, João Bernardo Nino Vieira, on Monday in an apparent revenge attack for the slaying of the army chief, Tagme Nawai. A security source said soldiers from Nawai's Balante ethnic group led the attack on Vieira, who was at his home at the time. The house was looted afterwards. The country's 1.6 million people have endured years of instability since independence in 1974. This has been fueled in recent years by the country's emergence as a key transit point in the smuggling of Latin American cocaine to Europe. Vieira was a former military ruler who was ousted after a civil war in the 1990s and returned to power in a 2005 election. He had been at odds with Armed Forces Chief of Staff General Tagme Nawai, who was killed in an attack on Sunday evening that also destroyed part of the military headquarters. The African Union condemned the killing of the president, and former colonial ruler Portugal has offered to help to restore constitutional rule. The military said on Monday that the assassination was not a coup d'etat and that the situation was now under control. It also pledged to respect democratic institutions. I'm Linda Bordoni.